I think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own.
Canadian Music Show here, which is broadcast every week from the UBC studios. This is CITR Radio, broadcast everywhere around the world on the World Wide Web and accessible at any time through the radio show blog. If you go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, Oz Stranded, that's where you'll find the home for this show, or the temporal home anyway. It's broadcast all the time. Anytime you want to click on the link to the podcast, you can download 1.5 music hours of music each week. I start with old music, and you're actually hearing the wonderful sounds of the Saints in the background, my theme song for the week, I'm Stranded. And this week I'm going to play side one of the Eternally Yours LP. That's the second album by the Saints, the great first generation punk band from Brisbane in Australia, Queensland, the state. So that's going to be coming up first. I'll split the LP over 2 weeks, play side one now and side two next week or another week. And coming up later in the show, we have New Australian Music. I'm going to be featuring two really great bands that have caught my ear of late. One is Waterford from Canberra, and the second band is called Sons of Mercury. And Sons of Mercury are from the south coast of New South Wales, central south coast, I believe. But most exciting news is that I've got an interview scheduled in the second half of the show with a musician called Jesse D. If anyone has been listening to the show for a while, you'd recall me playing a bit of Jesse G and Jackie B's project. He's in a duo, a partnership with his partner Jackie, and I interviewed Jesse last May, and you can find that older interview on the show blog. But it's time to catch up with him again. He's a very curious artist that who I've been following for a few years here. I think one of the best in Canada, and very hardworking guy. Hardworking touring musician. So that's something to look forward to in the second part of the show. So for the start, let's get straight into this music by the Saints. Of course, I could go on forever about this wonderful band, as you're hearing the last few chords of I'm Stranded in the background. They formed in Brisbane in 1974, featuring Chris Bailey, singer-songwriter, on vocals, and Ed Cooper, the genius, on guitar. That's Ed Cooper, K-U-E-P-P-E-R. I'll definitely devote a whole show just to that man and his prolific solo recordings. But for now, let's play side one of Eternally Yours, and I'll tell you why I'm playing this today, why this LP in particular came up. I'll tell you in a little while, but let's start, and I'll tell you about the album and the band after a few songs. So this is the Saints, and first up is the classic single, Know Your Product. Okay, here we go.
Try it, you feel alright. Got some green, you brown and smooth. Chill your head and clear your throat. WCCMT West Coast College.
Their new 20-month program is set to launch in May, so not only will you be receiving the best massage therapy education in the world, but you'll also be working faster as a registered massage therapist. Start a meaningful career and enjoy an almost 100% employment rate. Get more details today on how to become a registered massage therapist in only 20 months.
WCCMT.
Visit collegeofmassage.com.
And we are back on CITR 101.9 FM with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. Thanks so much for listening. This is show number 101, of course. The milestone was reached a couple of weeks back, 100 shows, and I did a special feature on Australian Aboriginal music. And I highly recommend you go back and check out that if you missed it. And, of course, you could find that on the show blog. Just a reminder again, Google. Go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, and you can receive all the podcasts and set lists. So 100 shows, all up there. Don't forget, later on in the show, we have the Jesse D interview. Jesse D from the Jesse D and Jackie B duo, Canadian roots rock duo. But before that, we're going to keep playing this great Saints album. How awesome is this? This is just absolutely a dream to play for you guys. A classic from 1978. The Saints, you know, just absolutely an indispensable band in terms of the history of rock and roll and punk rock specifically. They were a part of the, I guess, the trio of great Australian bands at the time who rode, I don't know if they'd ride, it's not fair to say that they rode the wave of punk, because punk really developed in different corners of the world at the same time. This is pre-internet. That's what's so fascinating about it, that you had the Ramones in New York City, you had the Clash and the Sex Pistols in London, all happening at the same time, and then the Brisbane down in Australia, the Saints, making a great raucous. And the classic first album was called I'm Stranded, and so the one I'm playing today is Eternally Yours, and it's just a brilliant album. It's more of a mature sound. There's more sort of R&B accents thrown into the mix with keyboards, you know, some tempo changes, and horns right at the front there with that classic song Know Your Product. Great vitriolic assault on consumer culture. It'd be really great if current punk bands could make music this powerful. I know I'm a little biased, but I think this is brilliant. And the reason I'm playing this album is because I found it. I bought this as a brand new copy, a reissue, that I found at Dandelion Records here in Vancouver. They're just off Broadway on Main Street, and I just saw it in the window, and my little heart started to flutter. I raced in there and purchased the copy straight away. This is a brand new vinyl reissue of Eternally Yours by the Saints. So anyway, enough of my raving. Let's get back into this music. This is from 1978, and you've heard three tracks. First, there was Know Your Product, Lost and Found. And thirdly, memories are made of this, so let's keep going with A Private Affair.
Thoughts, new ideas, it's all so groovy. It's just a shame that we all seen the same old movies. We got new thoughts, new ideas, it's all so groovy. It's just a shame that we have seen the same old movies. We got new thoughts, new ideas, we're all so groovy. It's just a shame that we all see the same old movies. Come on, it's a shame, 'cause not everybody wants to look the same, and not everybody wants to think the same, and not everybody wants to act the same. And I say everybody don't wanna be the same.
feel so hectic right now. I really need a break.
Do you ever wonder if traveling can actually enhance your education?
Yeah. How?
Easy. With the Study and Go Abroad Fair, you can find information on semesters or degree programs abroad, working, volunteering, and even adventure travel.
Just what I need, when and where.
March 1st at the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors are at 1, but guest speakers start at noon. Admission is free, and you'll be entered to win a trip to Guatemala, Peru, or even an iPad.
What's the website?
Go to studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register.
Okay, and we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and awesome music here. This is The Saints going right back to 1978, and I'm playing this entire LP. This is the Eternally Yours LP, the second album from The Saints, and the few tracks you heard there were A Private Affair, A Minor Aversion, and Know Your Product. So that wraps up the first half of the album. That last track, it's called No, Comma, Your Product, whereas the very first song of the album and the classic single is Know Your Product, K-N-O-W, Know Your Product. So, of course, two different songs, just to make that clear. So The Saints, of course, they formed in Brisbane in Australia eventually because the sound that they were making did seem to coincide with what was happening in Britain at the time. The record company shipped them over there. The Birthday Party did that, Nick Cave's band. And The Saints weren't really taken. The people didn't quite get them because they didn't really look the part. They still had some kind of longish hair, and they weren't in it for the scene or the vibe or the clothing at all. There was all about just raw visceral music. So they, you know, ended up splitting up not long thereafter, after the third album, Prehistoric Sounds, at least the original lineup of the album, of the band. But of course, they've gone on to be very, very acclaimed all around the world, for people on the know, for really getting a sense of what was happening during the punk era. So let's keep going. Let's get into side two of this album. This next track, arguably one of their greatest songs. This is a very, very powerful track called This Perfect Day. This is The Saints.
Oh, this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown!
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live on CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver. And older music, of course, The Saints. I've ploughed through the entire album of Eternally Yours. I really wanted to do this because I found it at the Dandelion Record Store in Vancouver and was just totally over the moon to find this, an actual reissue, brand new, beautiful, beautiful vinyl. And it's the thick kind. I don't know too much about vinyl, but you know, like it's the thicker, I don't know what they call it, 12 gauge or something like that, but beautiful to hold in my hands here and play for you. An album from 1978 and a real classic from the punk rock back catalogue. So you just heard there three tracks on the second side. You heard It's Perfect Day, Rundown, and Australia, O-R-S-T-R-A-L-I. And let's keep going on and play the last few tracks now. This is The Saints. The LP is called Eternally Yours. And coming up is New Australian Music. And then later in the show, my interview with Jesse D, the really prolific, hard-working, hard-touring musician from Canada.
This world will get you, and it keeps you on the road. I mess around, yeah, I'm wasting my time. But someone like you, girl, is so hard to find.
Please, maestro. Put this down. Okay, right then. Yeah. There's a baby to dance, let it do that yonder. Come on, little kid, it's called doing it robot. Then he sits to where he is. And if a TV says gonna do it really great. And all the radios on the block of the dining too. So come on, little boy, better do it with you. So come on, yeah, come on, yeah, come on. Be like a robot. Yeah, it's not really great, man. This is really a dance, it's really getting around it. Come on, little kids, start doing a robot. So grab your little boy, then by the hand.
Thursday, February 16th, there's nowhere you'd rather be than the Biltmore Cabaret, an ultra-local show featuring Chains of Love, Lost Lovers Brigade, Villa Kula, and Slim Fathers. Featuring Winnie Cooper DJs, Tristan Orchard, and Wobangs. Doors are at 8, and tickets are only $8. Again, that's Chains of Love, Villa Kula, Lost Lovers Brigade, and Slim Fathers, all at the Biltmore Cabaret, Thursday, February 16th. Chains of Love at the Biltmore is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and that's it for The Saints. I played the entire LP. I hope you enjoyed that. From 1978, a great vinyl record there, brand new, that I found reissue at Dandelion Records in Vancouver. So thanks to Dandelion for stocking such an item. So let's get into newer music now, or brand new music. This is Waterford, a band I've been following closely there from Canberra, the capital city of Australia. There's so many people I run into who don't know, well, here in Canada, who don't know Canberra is the capital city. It's my hometown, or where I spent half my life, I guess. And great bunch of bands playing there currently. I've received this CD in the mail from Pete Hewitt, the bassist. He sent me this personally, so I'm going to be playing this for you, a few tracks. The album's called Say OK. It's their first full-length. They have another EP called London, England. And really great power pop indie rock band here, very high quality, great lyrics. The lyric sheet's been included in the package here from Pete. So thanks, Pete. Hello. And just want to read some of the bands that they've listed in the liner notes here to say hello and thank you for all the great bands they've played for. So these are local Canberra bands: Voss, Hoodlum Shouts, Savages, Crush the Curb, Fighting League, Cat Cat, Mornings, The Ellis Collective, Assassins 88, Danger Beach, Orbits, Cracked Actor, Kesha, and so on. And I've played a few of those bands already on the show. Lots of great music coming out of Canberra. So let's play a few tracks, including the singles. First track is Tomorrow Again. And they've recorded two videos, one for Renovator's Dream, the second track, and Reason, track 3. So I'll play all three of those tracks for you right now. This is from Waterford, from Canberra, Australia. Brand new music.
All right, let's go. You've not so much to say about your choice has been snatched off your hands. I know it's imbalanced, but something just had to be done. You've been low, been assaulted by the media for needy but pointless demands. So we intervene with a song and we sing with God's stand. So cry, cry, you like you better get used to it. City, you're screaming, get out of me while you can. This is a hand. Here comes the night. We've been hanging out with Ogie Marsh, and if we are frank, you are bored. Seems that this fellow is no good, that fellow, I'm sure. So write this down. I am at least 100 people, and I know what I know, and I can. Seems like a possible deal, no idea, no plan. So try this how you like, you'll never be through with it. And this will expand and you will never mend, it's no good. Soon you'll be better and we'll have tomorrow again. Soon you'll be spiraled and everything could work. Dismay in the current star. So I tried, made a noise to fly. And we'll see where it goes, and we'll see if it grows out beyond our sight. So alright, shake it out tonight. Soon you'll be better and onward and we'll stop it. Soon you'll be better. Tried and failed, and it was like a light switched on in my little brain. I keep my distance 'cause you freak me out. Ooh, it makes no sense to just believe and doubt. So my mistake was lies. You are. Best I've known you fair and fine. Need I explain the detail of the crime? So sing along. Just what that means.
Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
And back on CITR 101.9 FM, my name's Matt, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thanks for listening. Waterford there, three tracks from their brand new debut album called Say OK. And you heard there Tomorrow Again, track one, track two, Renovator's Dream, and track three, Reasoned. Great quality rock and roll from the capital city of Australia. So thanks again, Pete Hewitt, for mailing this through to me. Really great music. It's a shame there's such distance between the two countries, because I often think all these great bands I'm playing, I never get to see them live, you know. But not to worry, because there's great Canadian music. And, of course, I have my interview with Jesse D coming up, Canadian musician. That'll be up very soon, before the end of the show. So that was Waterford, and you can find them, if you like what you hear, you can find their music online or information about them at http://waterfordtherockband.com. Now, some more music from very close by in that part of the world, southwest, on the coast of New South Wales, is a band called The Sons of Mercury. This is another album that's been mailed to me from those shores. This is their debut full length. I've played you previously the song The Peacock and the Vulture. I'll play that again. That was the debut single. This album has 12 tracks on it, so I'll play a few tracks from this album, Sons of Mercury. They're like a very energetic electro-funk rock band. Really cool sound. So let's hear some Sons of Mercury from New South Wales.
Well, I'm down. slab table, 6 inches thick. Had a run in with a smile in the new May night. There was a bird man at the mix, but I'm a cigarette lips and a Sunday stare. The narcissist and the nervous shakes, with a cross-down opal sipping their drinks, shaking in their boots. Well, this place is notorious, the real tough crowd. Sunday choir. You're a soldier who ain't gonna fight. A sentimental song crying too. And I'm the last one left in this goddamn bar. Yeah, I'm the last one left in this goddamn bar.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Okay, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, live on CITR 101.9 FM. And we've played lots of great Australian music, older stuff with the Saints up the front. You just heard their Sons of Mercury. I just played one track off that album. I'll get to more tracks in the coming weeks. So it's their debut album, Sons of Mercury. And that's the debut single, Peacock and the Vulture. They're from the south coast of New South Wales. And after that was Jesse D and Jackie B, the lead-off track from Our Ghosts Will Fill Their Walls, their latest LP. The song was called The Straggler. A very high-quality duo who tour almost constantly throughout Canada. And I've followed Jesse D for a few years now, and I've interviewed him once before, and this is my latest interview with him, recorded today in anticipation of the Jesse D and Jackie B gig at the Railway Club in Vancouver on Thursday, the 7th of February. So let's play this interview. First up, ask Jesse, what's been up with the group since we last chatted in May last year?
Memorable gigs. Well, a lot's happened in a year. Yeah, I guess thanks for having me on the show, by the way.
Yeah, no worries.
I can't even recall. You know, last year was such a busy year. I think we played more shows than ever. Jackie just reminded me of a very memorable gig that we played. We ended up being asked to play this show on this a hippie commune up near Lillooet, in a place called the Yalakom Valley. None of us had ever been to, and all we had is a set of directions that continually reassured us that we were on the right road. There was no turns. It's just like, you'll see this, keep going. You'll see this, yes, you're still on the right road. And eventually the road deteriorated into a thin gravel road on the side of a mountain. And after freaking ourselves out on the drive, we ended up in this amazing show in this guy's backyard. He had 150 of their friends over, and bonfire and a big show. And it was, there was all kinds of interesting facts that I can't tell you about on the radio.
Yeah. And definitely Jesse D and Jackie B are two of the hardest working musicians in the country, because you tour a lot, don't you? And I see you're coming to Alaska and Yukon soon. Is that fresh territory for you?
That'll be the first time we've been up to that part of the country, yeah. And I guess the States, yeah. We've never played anywhere in the States. That'll be our first time crossing the border. Yeah, that whole tour was put together by a friend of ours by the name of Gordy Tentries. He lives up there in Whitehorse, and he's like, you got to come up here, I'll book you a tour. And we just couldn't say no. So, yeah, we're doing that in March.
And then any plans to go south of the border, like into the U.S. itself?
Yeah, we have plans in it, right now, for going south. I'm kind of into trying to Europe in the fall, actually, putting, energies into.
Has the album been released over there yet in Europe?
I wouldn't say it's been officially released. I know that there are some people that do have their hands on it. It's just kind of sent it off to a few people that she knew over there. But I think if we do go over, there'll be a more official release of the record in Europe.
Holding hands with the highway, hours on end. Carving out a niche with each dip, duck and bend. Wind fighting its way through the windows in time. With the top-headed highway and the faint yellow lines. They give us booze almost every night. Shut us up. And it's passion-free with no one full street to sign it. We are asphalt, all our guard is as we negotiate this sea. Well, each crest is a mountain, and each trough's a prairie. I left sleep behind in a town out west. Now I'm caffeine up and cruising. My baby's sleeping in the passenger seat, just me and my barbed wire companion. So I roll down the window to drown out the stereo, and I go dead for a second. But when I open my ears, well, I know it's a road, but I pretend that it's the ocean. Ocean.
dress is tracked down. Well, this road will take us to where we need to be. It's not what happens when you get there, what happens in between.
Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here. My name's Matt, and this is my interview with Jesse D from the Jesse D and Jackie B duo. Well, I guess they're a trio now. They have a drummer, a touring drummer, but primarily Jesse and his partner Jackie. Very great music coming up at the Railway Club in Vancouver live this coming Thursday, the 9th. So you just heard their track 2 off the album called Our Ghost Will Fill These Walls. It's their current album. That track was In Between. Okay, so let's get back into part 2 of my interview with Jesse D. It hasn't been that long since that record came out. We're talking about Our Ghost Will Fill These Walls, but already just I noticed on your blog been recording again in Edmonton just very recently.
We're doing a new record, and we're going to release it under a new name. Actually, that's the big news that's been going on. We just spent about two almost weeks recording in Edmonton. I can't tell you the new name.
I was just going to ask you that.
We're not letting it out of the bag yet, but all I can tell you is it's a really good name. It's going to be a really good record. Came together really fast this time around. Our last record, I don't know if I told you, but Our Ghosts Will Fill These Walls, that record took nearly 13 months to complete.
Wow.
Mostly just because of money. We were just too busy to put the finishing touches on it. So this one, we already had the money and stuff to get it done, so we just decided to try and get it done as fast as we could. I think it's going to be... It's a really different record from the last one, but it's going to be superior.
Hmm.
In a lot of ways.
Can you describe sound-wise? Is it easy to put into words how the sound might have shifted? Or
the sound is not... It's not as folk as, you know, what we've been classified in the past. We started out as a little duo, Jackie and I, and then the sound has kind of grown out of this folk roots sound. That we've been kind of known for a while into something a little more indie rock, I guess. I don't want to pigeonhole it by saying that. Because I still have what describing the music. But the recording process was really cool because we basically mixed the whole record on the way in. So basically we committed to a lot of sounds early on and had those sounds like basically written into stone while we were tracking the record, so they couldn't be altered later. So it was really nice during the, you know, laying our beds and stuff. You could really you could already hear how it was going to sound, which I think, you know, it made our performance that much better and gonna show in the final product. We hope to have it out by early May.
Just curious, that the name change, is it at all coinciding with any lineup change or anything? Or, like, who currently are the members in your touring band beside, you know, the core duo, self and Jackie, drummer, bassist? Who are the other people with you currently?
The main other person playing with us, really the only person who tours with us, with Jackie and I, is Matt Blackie.
Right.
He plays drums, and he's a huge, influence on the sound we've kind of developed, which is, a big reason for us changing the name.
Ah, right. Yeah.
We will be playing in Vancouver under the name Jesse D and Jackie D.
And that is actually coming up very soon, at the 9th of February at the Railway Club here in Vancouver, for Jesse D and Jackie B. And I've seen them a couple of times and have kept in touch ever since your early days, and I could definitely recommend.
We're the Vayners!
From Halifax!
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So Jesse D there from Jesse D and Jackie B talking to me about their what they've been up to lately, their current recordings. And now this next part in the interview, I asked Jesse about his musical education. I know it was somewhat jazz based, or can you describe a little bit about your guitar background, I guess?
I could give you some background, my guitar background, let me think about this for a minute. I always took lessons from the beginning, private instruction, and then when I exhausted that, I went to Grant McKeown Music School in Edmonton, and did the jazz program, which I dropped out of after a year, and have ever since basically been relearning all the information I gathered in that year. It was a pretty heavy program.
Yeah.
But I've invaluable to myself.
Yeah, I'm often curious how touring musicians, do they really recommend that sort of, education? I mean, I know you left after a year, but you definitely said that you got a lot out of it. But at the same time, did you find parts of it restrictive, and that you say you've relearned? How does the creative impulse, I guess, fit with that, if that makes sense?
Yeah, exactly, because, it was a jazz program, and I don't really play jazz. So I think it was a great learning tool, but it's been more fun to take that information and kind of apply it to whatever style we happen to be writing and playing,
Yeah, your music, it's just so many styles all over the place, roots, folk, rock, definitely, yeah.
Well, yeah, totally, it all applies, yeah.
Of course, you guys relocated to Wells from Edmonton, and been up there to the Wells Arts Wells Festival. How are things going, just being based up there in Wells?
Well, we haven't actually been in Wells. That's a funny story. We kind of were able to live in a house up there for a while that didn't require us to pay any rent for the better part of a year, and the kicker of it was that it didn't have any heat. So when winter came, we couldn't really stay there, and we went on a cross Canada call last fall and got in the van, and actually nobody in the van has a home right now. We're all just staying with friends when we can, and then throughout the time we're touring. So it's kind of an interesting feeling. It has positives and negatives. I kind of miss having a home, I'll be honest.
But it looks like I noticed when you're touring, you get back to Red Deer every now and then. That's where your family still is?
Yeah, that's where my folks are. So
yeah,
we go there. We stop through there as often as we can.
An amazing accumulation of shit, back alley, snow pile, garbage, wreck of a ship, and in the flood of nostalgia and disarray, I shake my head and proceed to stuff the trailer with what's left.
There was a time about a decade back, wouldn't have believed that I could lay what I own around the block. Change went out of fashion,
was kicked to the curb. So we packed up the trailer and made the great turn. And our ghosts will fill these walls, occupy the dripping faucet, late night kitchen table cards, faint scent of pot in the carpet, and this will follow us. And find its way to our bottles of wine. Midnight drive on a cold road, further away yet closer to what we know. In this black silhouettes of pines, I wonder what sky I'll open my eyes. And our ghosts will fill these walls, occupy the dripping faucet, lean our kitchen table cards, fates in a pot in the carpet, and this will follow us. Find its way to our bottles of wine, and this will follow us. Find its way to our bottles of wine. Find its way to our bottles of wine. Find its way to our bottles of wine.
So that's it for another episode of Stranded. This is the Australian music show here broadcast from CITR Radio. And Jesse D and Jackie B are playing at the Railway Club on Thursday, the 9th of February. So get on down there. Great Canadian music. Jesse D is one of the great rising stars.